From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama has emerged from a meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama, saying the U.S. will work to expand and improve its relations with Asian countries.
Throughout my trip and throughout my presidency, I intend to make clear that the United States is a Pacific nation, and we will be deepening our engagement in this part of the world.
Mr. Obama is on a week-long trip through Asia. He pledged to renew and strengthen the U.S. alliance with Japan. Hatoyama, who has charted a course more independent of the U.S. than his predecessors, announced that Japan will no longer refuel ships supporting military efforts in Afghanistan, but he said Japan will provide aid for Afghanistan's civilian needs. Government sources say the mastermind of the September 11th terror attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and four alleged 9/11 plotters, will be moved to the U.S. to be tried in a federal criminal court. The Justice Department is expected to announce that decision today, as well as a decision on prosecution of a man suspected of masterminding the 2000 attack on a U.S. Navy destroyer. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
NPR has learned that the Justice Department is preparing to announce that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other men suspected of taking part in the 9/11 attacks will stand trial in a federal court in New York. That would mean that the man who claimed responsibility for the 2001 attack on the World Trade Center will be tried within a stone's throw of where the Twin Towers once stood. The Justice Department's decision comes just days before a court-imposed deadline, requiring the Obama administration to make a decision on whether to move a number of Guantanamo detainees into civilian courts in the U.S. The Justice Department will also announce that the alleged mastermind of the USS Cole attack, Abd al-Nasri, will be prosecuted by a military commission. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
New information is emerging in the investigation of an Army psychiatrist accused of shooting 13 people at a Texas Army post last week. Nadal Hassan has been officially charged with 13 counts of premeditated murder. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Nadal Hassan was served the charges at the San Antonio hospital where he's recovering from four gunshot wounds. A female civilian police officer was first credited with taking Hassan down, but now the military is backing off that claim. At a press briefing announcing the charges against Hassan, Chris Gray with the Army's Criminal Investigation Division would only say that two officers engaged the gunman.
I would caution anyone from drawing final conclusions concerning the actual engagement in terms of who did what until all the evidence is fully analyzed.
Meantime, Gray says more charges against Hassan could be forthcoming. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Fort Hood, Texas.
European stock markets are moving higher for a third straight day today. This is NPR News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning that people with diabetes need to be extra careful about the new H1N1 swine flu virus. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
Any flu can be a challenge for people with diabetes, and the new H1N1 is no exception. 19% of the people who've wound up in the hospital because of swine flu have diabetes, more than twice as many as would be expected. And Dr. Ann Schuchat of the CDC says that one out of four diabetics who are hospitalized end up in the intensive care unit. Her advice? People with diabetes who develop fever, breathing problems, cough, or other flu-like symptoms should check with their health care providers. If their providers suspect swine flu, they should get Tamiflu even before any tests are back. And she has one more suggestion, vaccination against pneumococcus, a bacterium that can cause pneumonia in people weakened by the flu. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Atlanta.
The northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar has been the site of another terrorist attack today. A suicide bomber significantly damaged the headquarters building of Pakistan's main intelligence agency there. At least 9 people have been killed, 55 others wounded. Terrorist attacks have increased as Pakistan's military continues a campaign against militants in the northwest. The Taliban has taken responsibility for a suicide bomb attack on U.S. vehicles just outside Kabul, Afghanistan. Several people were wounded, and NATO says they may include civilians and foreigners. The bomb went off near the multinational military task force installation there. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.